Well, happy first Sunday of Lent, everyone. And we're off like a herd of turtles going towards Easter. I want to ask you a question, though. Have you ever felt a rainbow? Okay, I haven't lost my mind. Let me explain. My granddaughter, she's 6 years old now. You know, I have seven grandkids, but the oldest, Maya, she loves rainbows. They're amazing to her, and they're beautiful. And when you see them and how they're created, it just makes you wonder. In fact, if you've ever seen a child's face just light up the first time they've ever seen one, it's just an amazing thing. And our daughter, Allie, when she was little, she used to absolutely lose her mind anytime she saw a rainbow. She'd start dancing around and screaming, "Look, Mommy, look, Daddy, a rainbow, a rainbow, a rainbow," with all the excitement in the world. Now, a few years ago, my oldest granddaughter, Maya, when she was only about three, you know, I've been told I take a long time preparing my homily, so I actually started this 3 years ago, and she asked me this question. But she asked me, "Papa, what does a rainbow feel like?" And how do you even answer that? I don't know. I don't even remember what I told her. But as I was reading the readings for this Sunday and the gospel, I started to think about it, and I wanted to try and answer that. So science can explain how rainbows form, but they also have a spiritual meaning to us. Now, all creation has a physical nature to it, so in a sense, at least my simple mind thinks that we should be able to feel a rainbow, right? And a rainbow generally happens when sunlight and storm clouds come together. And I believe God gives us many rainbow moments in our lives. These are gifts from God, even though they may not seem like it at the time. And I know I can think of a few moments in my life where I felt these rainbow moments. So some time ago, when I was only 28 years old, I had to have open heart surgery for the second time in my life. I was born with congenital heart defects, and when I was about seven, I had to have my first surgery. So when I was younger, my cardiologist told me, he said, "You know, when you get older, you're going to have surgery again someday." And to me, 28 wasn't older. To me, older was like 95, 100 and something, you know. But my cardiologist and my body were disagreeing with me. So anyhow, here I am in my late 20s. Raquel and I have our three wonderful kids. Our oldest was only in kindergarten, and I was actually terrified out of my mind. I was scared that Raquel was going to be a widow, my kids wouldn't have a dad. I was afraid of the surgery itself, the pain that it might involve, and all of that. And I remember it was a warm, beautiful September evening, the night before my surgery, and I was outside all by myself. And I was shivering, if I remember correctly. It's warm, and here I am shivering from fear, I guess. And I remember looking up at the sky and seeing all the stars, because it was dark at this time, and just asking God, "Please get me through all this. Help give me the strength and courage to get through this scary surgery that I was facing." I asked him to help Raquel, the kids, myself, with all of our fears. And then this incredible feeling came over me, just like that. And the best way that I can describe it, it was as if like my mom went to the dryer and took out this nice, big, warm, heavy blanket or comforter, and warm from the dryer and warm from her just wrapped me up in it and gave me this big, reassuring hug, letting me know everything was going to be okay. In an instant, I was at peace. I knew God was with me right then and there, and I was going to be okay. And all the fear instantly just left me, and I was at peace for the rest of the night and all the way up through the surgery. That's what a rainbow feels like. That warmth we feel when God is hugging and embracing us, as I like to think of it. Now, in the first reading, with the story of Noah, we know that God gave us the rainbow to remind us of the covenant that he made with Noah and with all of us, not just Noah, but all of us. It's a sign of peace, reassurance, and redemption. It was given to Noah after the world had been washed clean, baptized in a way from all evil. And we are all given hope in the rainbow that God's promise of salvation would always conquer sin. In the second reading, we're reminded of the price that Christ paid for all of us. He suffered, died, and rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, conquering sin once and for all. The crucifix, that crucifix that he's hung on there, that's our rainbow. The wood of the cross that he's on, that's the ark, that's our ark. No storm can cancel out Christ's victory over evil. No clouds can ever reverse it, and no flood can ever extinguish it. Even when we suffer storms of fear, difficulty, pain, hardships, and sin that make our lives and world so painful and challenging, we continue to follow Christ because the light of his love shines ever so brightly, more brightly than any horrendous storm can ever extinguish. So on this first Sunday of Lent, and every day, we have the privilege to renew our hope again through this Mass and the Holy Eucharist, to be freshly inspired by a glimpse of our rainbow. Do you feel it? Do you feel the peace, the warmth, the hope, the comfort of that rainbow? Have you ever had those moments in your lives? I'm sure you have. I'm sure all of us have. We may not recognize them at first, but I'm sure if you look, you'll find them. Search for them as they're there. So what is the good news today? Well, when we see a rainbow in the sky, we first tell those around us, hey, look up, look, a rainbow, so that they can see it too. The rainbow is a sign of the good news of the covenant. Our baptism is also the good news of salvation for us and our pledge of fidelity to God and the answer to Jesus' call that the kingdom of God is at hand. So this Lent, let's do the same with the rainbow that shines in our Christian hearts and share it with those around us. Evangelize, be missionary disciples, and help those around you to feel and to see the rainbows in their lives. By doing that, we can all help to make heaven a little bit more crowded.